The Super Bowl is over, but the NFL quarterback carousel is just beginning.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
What does the future hold for all 32 NFL teams at the QB position?
Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to spin this wheel right here.
Let's spin the wheel and find out which teams we hit today. Las Vegas Raiders.
All right, let's go out to a man that covers the Raiders for The Athletic, and that is Vic Tafer. Vic, appreciate you doing this. How are you?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. So I got to start you off with, obviously, the Raiders' old quarterback in Derek Carr signing a new contract with the Saints today. What was your first reaction when you saw that one?
I thought it was a good fit for him. I think it's probably better than going to the Jets. I think it's much easier to be in the NFC, especially the NFC South. He's definitely the best quarterback in that division going in now, and I think AFC is tough, man. AFC, best quarterbacks in the league in the AFC, so you have a chance for the NFC, you should probably do it.
Well, how do you describe Carr? I feel like he's so tough to describe just because there's so many different ways that people feel about him. You covered him for a while. What are the Saints getting?
Yeah, it's tough to describe him because he kind of gets blamed for a lot of the Raiders' problems the last 9 years, but they've had so many issues that he didn't have any control over. They've always had bad defenses. They've had some horrible draft picks and free agent moves. So he's kind of become a scapegoat's the wrong word, but just a guy that kind of takes on the weight of all that failed expectations over the years. But he's still a top 12, top 15 quarterback. He has a great arm, smart guy, can make plays with the line of scrimmage, make plays, change the play at the line of scrimmage and kind of get your team in the right spot. So I think he'll do well there.
We know in 2021 there were so many horrible circumstances that were just so indescribable when you look at what happened with the Raiders, and Carr was probably at his best with the way that he led that team and got them to the playoffs. This past year, I know there were a lot of injuries, but what else do you chalk it up to on why the play on the field regressed so much?
Yeah, sometimes things just don't click when you have a new regime, new coach, and the old quarterback. And that's what happened this year. I think they brought in Davante Adams, thought they should be a top five offense. Didn't quite work out that way. I just think he's probably needed a fresh start for a while. I think the new regime wanted to give him a year to see how it worked out, and they came to the decision that he wasn't really worth $35 million a year. That's kind of going right now for those kind of quarterbacks. So they're going to find somebody else. I think for him it worked out well also. So I think all teams, all sides should be okay with where things are at right now.
One more on Carr. I know that Dennis Allen was a part of the group that drafted him, and then Allen only lasted 4 games as the coach in Carr's rookie season, Vic Tafer. A lot of people are talking about their relationship. What's your understanding of what that relationship is? Because I kind of look at him like, all right, yeah, he drafted him, but he was only there for 4 games.
Yeah, they weren't really that close. I mean, like you said, it's hard to say because that was Dennis will tell you it was a really bad roster, so I think the expectations that year were pretty low. And I think in hindsight, he may have just gone with Matt Schaub, gone with the veteran, gone with Derek Warren a little bit from watching, but he kind of got impressed with Derek in the preseason, made the switch, and that didn't work out. They lost their first 4 games, and he was fired. So I'm not sure there's a huge, relationship there, but they're both, they kind of need each other at this point. They're both kind of on a spot where, they kind of need each other, so I think it could work out from that aspect.
How likely is it, do you think, Rodgers winds up with the Raiders? Because right now, it seems like we all thought the Raiders were interested, and I think a lot of people assume that he'll wind up on the Jets if he's traded.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty low. I think the only way it works, because, I think at this point, you feel the Raiders, you have enough holes where, if you sign Tom Brady, it's one thing, he's a free agent, but trading picks for a guy like Rodgers is 39 years old doesn't make a lot of sense. I think, and then the one way it might work out is if the Packers are giving him away, but I think the Jets clearly are interested, so they'll probably pay the price that it would take to get Aaron Rodgers, so I can't see the Raiders getting him in that regard.
Do you think it's going to be Jimmy G?
No, I think it could be. Obviously, I'm not really sure. The problem with Jimmy G is it's hard to gauge what he wants money-wise because of his history, with injuries and stuff. And I think he's on the list. He's a guy they know well, and he's definitely a guy they'll consider. But I think ideally they draft a guy at 7 or move up to 5 and get all these top 4 quarterbacks and then maybe sign Jarrett Stidham as the stopgap guy.
Well, when you hear about a potential trade up, is there any understanding of who their preference right now is at quarterback, or is it just they'll try to figure that out through this process with the 4 big names that everyone's been talking about?
They did a good job being coy. I mean, there's definitely a lot of smoke about, you know, Anthony Richardson, and he had a great combine this week. I'm not sure he'll be there at 7. So I think C.J. Stroud did a ball for himself. So I think at this point, if you want one of these top four guys, you got to get to probably 5th in the draft. And again, they're not really saying who they like, but I think if they go that route and they move to 5, they'll know they want one of those four guys.
This regime, when you look at the coach and the general manager, what do they have to show this year in year number 2? Because a lot of people were done with them after year 1.
Well, that's the beauty of drafting a quarterback, because you can buy yourself some more time. You can say you have a longer rope. And I think that is the thing. There's not really a lot of pressure this year. If you've got Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, and all of a sudden there is some pressure, there is some expectations, there is some money spending on the old quarterbacks. So you have to win now. So I think that not being the case, I think these guys are in, like, build it the right way mode to do the whole, you know, Patriots way, yada, yada, yada. So I think Mark Davis is cool with that. So I'm not sure there is a huge mandate to win this year.
Was there shock inside the Raiders organization, or at least someone like you covering the team when Brady walked away? Because from a lot of what people were speculating, it seemed like that's where Brady was probably heading to this offseason.
Yeah, I wouldn't say shock. I think that was always a plan. But, you know, the guys probably should have retired last year. I mean, since maybe he had some regret. Who knows? He could always come back. He rumors the combine about Miami still in play. So he's such a – both he and Rodgers are hard to predict what they're going to do. They're definitely a very unique character. So I wasn't surprised at anything that Tom Brady does. But I do think that I wasn't a big fan of that plan. I'd say, again, I think it's putting a lot of eggs in the guy who's 45. And just that's a lot to ask for a guy to come in, you know, take over your offense and win now with a team that has – a lot of holes on the roster.
And then also, there's been a lot of reports out there, Vic Tafer, about maybe McDaniels being interested in Mac Jones. The two worked together when Jones was a rookie in New England 2 years ago. But it doesn't seem like the Patriots are interested in trading him. Just what are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, the reason you hear those things is because, I mean, it's clear when you talk to McDaniels about Mac Jones, he loves the guy. I'm like, he gets all, his eyes get all kind of, you know, soft, and he kind of gets that little smile going, and he clearly has feelings for the guy, so that's why everyone thinks it's a logical jump. But I do think the Patriots bringing in Bill O'Brien, they kind of decided that they want to go with Mac Jones. So I can't imagine they trade him. I'm not sure what it would take either for in terms of draft stock, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Vic Tafer covers the Raiders for The Athletic. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right, bud.